This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Out for your just desserts, it's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud, I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn, y'all talking about out your mouth, I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk to burn your bare heels, so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on the fluke. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question, the enemy the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested, they heavy on weaponry like Sharpton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. No, now I'm talking about it. Get it.
I ain't rocking with you, so what you gonna do?
It's my favorite mutant.
I'm rocking with you, your logic does not get
you. Come on.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank of Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, the National Insurance Board, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The Thursday edition of Talking Heads is on and popping right here, right now on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Short week, weekend right around the corner. So, you know, you got to get it in and get everything done and get it out of the way. Today's Thursday. Maximize everything. Tomorrow should be like a slunk day. If you know how to do it right, you should be able to start your weekend right after lunch. If you know how to matriculate into the weekend correctly. Some veteran slunkers know how to do it. And I implore you, veteran slunkers, teach the younger slunkers how to do it. It might mess it up for everybody. Happy Thursday, everybody. And we got lots to talk about today. We're going to open the lines up in short order during my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. In the 5 o'clock hour, you know, Earl the Pearl is going to zoom in. We're going to have Peter Raheem live in studio. We're going to also have some members of the winning flag football teams from over the weekend. Have a conversation with them. So looking forward to that as we talk sports in the 5 o'clock hour. But you know, I like to get you started right. I like to get your mind running right. You know, leave the work stress at work. Make this ride home, you know, entertaining for you. All right, sustain you. Maintain you, sustain you, and definitely entertain you. Now I do, man. All right, so thinking caps on. It's time for your mind-bending brain teaser. You know how to chime in. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. You can hit me up on a text line powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. Here's your question. And we're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes. Two pairs. So the winner and three of their friends go get to laugh on. Because I've been stomping you off of the lap for this whole week. Nobody even been close. And I know it's a short week and you don't blame it on the holiday, but you got today and tomorrow to try and get it done. Great show over there at the Joke as well. Headliner Davin Rosenblatt, feature comedian Rich Carucci, and yours truly. Funny show, like I said, from start to finish. 2-for-1 on all locals, 2-for-1 on all residents. So definitely take advantage of that. Doors open at 8. Showtime is at 9. We're located between the Carl and the Beach Tower over there at the beautiful Atlantis. Once you got your vax card or your rapid antigen test, you are good to go for the show. All right, good luck. Get your thinking caps on. Here we go. Got a couple of good ones to hit you with today, too. Ooh. Recent survey of 100 Bahamian women between the ages of 21 and 50, some married, some single. A mixture. But the survey revealed that 68% have made their partner do this before going out. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. You got between now and the news and the 5 o'clock hour on the top of to get your answers in. You know how to get it in. You know how to get it on. That's what you're working with. Recent survey of 100 Bahamian women between the ages of 21 and 50, some married, some single. Survey revealed that 68% have made their partner or significant other do this before going out. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. Get at me. All right. While you try to get those answers in, we're going to keep it moving with your headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you by Fine Threads. And Fine Threads has new arrivals in stock right now, so be sure to check them out, both locations. And don't forget, when you make a purchase on any denim outfit, any denim jeans collection, set in their collection, whether it's, the denim top and pants or just the denim jeans whatsoever, if you do any of that, all right, for any full-price denim jeans purchase, you're going to get the next one of equal or lesser value absolutely free. Also, if you buy one full-price men's suit or a men's suit package, you're going to get half off on a boy's suit. So be sure to check out Fine Threads, both locations, the flagship store, top of the hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. All right? So definitely check them out. Check them out online as well, finethreads.com. As a matter of fact, you can do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Threads locations. Get it? Got it? Good. Big headlines today in the Nassau Guardian. News and views that matter since 1844. You're all blowing up on these texts, eh? And all of you all wrong. All you all wrong. Ha! Let me look at it now. Now, keep it up by textures. Some of you all are close, some of you are way off. All right? Think about it. Big headline today, though. Dorset alleges $4.16 million in losses. Story by Candia Dames. Former minister sues government, seeks other damages as well, alleging the police officers were acting on direct instructions from the political directorate when they arrested him in 2017. Former minister of the environment and housing, Ken Dorset, who was brought up on corruption charges and whose case was discontinued earlier this year, has filed an action against the government in the Supreme Court outlining the $4.16 million in loss and damages he said he suffered as a result. Dorset alleges unlawful arrest, malicious prosecution, and misfeasance in public office on the part of certain public officials. The damages of $4.16 million includes $253,000 in legal fees, $3.5 million in lost revenue over 5 years, $407,900 in liquidation of real estate and securities, and $3,000 for a canceled family vacation to Las Vegas as a result of his arrest. In addition to the $4.16 million, the former minister is also seeking unspecified, aggravated, and exemplary damages. Dorset, an attorney and businessman, alleges high-headedness and unconstitutional misconduct on the part of the government and the police officers. So where does this go? Is this another case of we the people have to pick up the bill on this? We got to foot the tab on this? We need to make some serious changes. Every 5 years, we're going to have a soap opera play out on what's, and we got to foot the bill. Now, listen, if Mr. Dorset was wrongfully accused and the case discontinued because, hey, I have no problem with that, because you have to defend your name. And if people come after you and bring you up on charges, you have to defend your character and your name. That's all that man's doing. So I don't have a problem with that. And of course, if it was found there was nothing for him to answer to and it was much to do about nothing and it was discontinued, then obviously you only seek your personal damages. So again, I don't have a problem with him seeking the personal damages, especially if it plays out the way he has broken it down. My brief is not with Mr. Dorset. My brief is the fact that this repetitiveness that every time we change administration, somebody from the previous administration can go before the courts. Nothing's going to come of it. Then they, you know, sue, and here we go. If we count Mr. Gibson's settlement, $2.5 million, allegedly, if I stand to be corrected, and now this potential $4.16 million, we're looking at it's $6 million, $6.6 million or so, or $6.5 million or so, that we, the people, have to pay out in the form of taxes and so on and so forth. Because we have people bungling things in government, in office, in administration. And this tit for tat, but you did put me before the courts, so I could put you before the courts. God forbid it ends up that it's much to do about nothing with Mr. Gibson. Because then there'll go be another one who will be suing and probably winning damages that we, the people, have to pay for. It's ridiculous. Let me check out the text lines. Naughty, all those people that's been waiting on settlements from government for years, why didn't they settle with them first? Police retirees can't get their gratuity for years, but the cronies of this administration and past administrations are getting their shingles. I see what you did there with shingles. Nice spelling with the dollar signs. Let's see if this New Day crew will settle with K4 of Smith since precedent has been set. Yeah. Leave that one alone. See how much precedent set in that one. But what say you? Chime on in. Because I hope to God we don't have to foot the bill on anything else. We need to get it right. Change policies. Change the way we operate. Change the way we do things. Have a Freedom of Information Act so information is readily available to the public. You know, set up guidelines or put in place guidelines that demand transparency and accountability. Like the caller said yesterday, you need to have a recall like they have in the States. And you dangle that over somebody's head. It works. And you need somebody who's living in most of these communities and constituencies as well so they really feel with the pain what's going on. I'm sure this government will settle Mr. Dorsett's case just like they will settle K4 of Smith and her wrongful dismissal. Okay, so I guess the FNM is going to counter the Dorsett claims with the K4 of Smith claims. And here we go. And I get your point there, Texter, don't get me wrong. But I'm also seeing more finger pointing and not talking about how we change this so we, the citizens, stop having to foot the damn bill. You're all missing the forest for the trees. But I digress. Let's check out other headlines blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views at Madison's 1844. You also have the PM indicating no final decision on recreational marijuana use. Story by K. Quincy Parker. Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis said that the government is considering whether to go as far as legalizing the recreational use of marijuana. The Davis administration is committed to advancing a cannabis bill to develop a comprehensive regulatory framework for growing, harvesting, and exporting cannabis within the first 6 months of the new fiscal year. Davis, answering questions after giving a lecture at the National Development Plan at the Meet the Policymakers lecture hosted by the University of the Bahamas Government and Public Policy Institute, GPPI. Quoted as saying, the issue of legalized marijuana, which aspects of it will be legalized, is under active consideration by my administration. You would have noted in our blueprint for change that we did acknowledge that medicinal use of marijuana is acceptable to us. The Prime Minister told the attendees gathered at UB's auditorium. It's just a question of whether we're going to move as far as recreational marijuana, but we are in the process. And you would have heard that the Attorney General indicate that he will be committing or coming to cabinet very shortly with legislation for cabinet to have a view of where to go from there. By the end of this year, you will know exactly where we're headed. And insofar as investors are concerned, the Progressive Liberal Party mantra is Bahamians first, and I expect Bahamians to be involved in that business. I read your blueprint for change, Mr. Prime Minister. You spoke to medicinal, heavily leaned toward the medicinal aspect of it. And hopefully you're talking about cannabis. Because in your blueprint, you've heard to hemp, and we all know that the medicinal quantities and portions come from cannabis and the industrial from hemp. And we do need a hemp market, and because there's a $1 billion hemp industry that we need to get into. We need medicinal and recreational, both legalized and decriminalized. There's a multitude of ways to make money off the industry. We could become leaders within the region. Jamaica is still dragging their feet, spinning their wheels in the mud with legislation and so on and so forth. So is Aruba, so is Cayman. Costa Rica has opened up, and they have a great model. Uruguay has a great model. Spain is another one that we can look at some of their models and you know, maybe adapt ours around them, where it's beneficial to everybody on a medicinal and recreational level. You can look to D.C. for another good model in the United States. But at some point, you have to look at it. You can't really have one without the other. There is no medicinal without recreational and vice versa. You need to legalize and decriminalize both and allow Bahamians to make the benefits off the markets. If you say it's going to be Bahamians first, it needs to be all Bahamians, not the same old set of Bahamians with the money and the influence and the friends and the crony card. No. Open it up for everybody to benefit off of it if Bahamians are first. The market is big enough, especially if you legalize and decriminalize medicinal and recreational marijuana, as well as set up the hemp industry. That's a no-brainer right there. All right, we're going to slide out of the headliners. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads, and get up into the buzz. What's buzzing throughout the 242? All brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. John's reminds you, get ready for back to school. They got all of that coming up for you. All of your book bags, all of your accessories, all of your footwear. Back to school is coming up, and be sure to check out John's on that. Don't forget new arrivals every Monday. Great selections for the ladies, for the kids, and don't forget, fellas, they got a great selection for you as well. On the Clarks line as well. Be sure to check them out on Clarks. They got some great looks right there. Take it from me. I ain't had a gander. And don't forget, in addition to all that goodness, they now have small home appliances and cookware as well at both John's locations. So be sure to check them out, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store on Rosetta today. And remember, with John's, serving you is a pleasure. Let me get up into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. But let's have a look at some of the texts coming in. Naughty, this PLP dog take, oh God, which name shall come up with? You'll get so creative. It's giving away money like a broken candy machine. Seems like all you need is a PLP lawyer to represent you. I really hope everyone that was locked up wrongfully, charged, and was acquitted would seek compensation from the government, seeing that precedence has now already been set by this administration. Good points. Naughty, $2.5 million, Dorset Millions, the Long Island MP, politicians found a way to steal through bogus lawsuits. They seem to be setting up because the people moving them in 5 years, so they're doing their damage. Wake up, Bahamas, NIB is broke. All right, let me read this again, because boy, a comma and a full stop is alien to you, Texter, and it's all good. $2.5 million, Dorset, millions. Then Long Island MP, comma, you got one there. Politicians found a way to steal through bogus lawsuits. They seem to be setting up. Okay. Politicians found a way to steal through bogus lawsuits. They seem to be setting up. Because the people moving them in 5 years, so they're doing their damage. Okay, wake up, Bahamas. NIB is broke. Gotcha now. Naughty, just finished visiting Santo Domingo. The government capped gas at $6 per gallon and subsidizes anything over. Why isn't this government thinking it's people or helping the people? Why isn't this government thinking for its people or helping the people? It's a good question. Look who benefits. When it comes to petroleum and gasoline and oil in this country, follow the dots, follow the money. And then you see why we remain the way we remain. It's bad for business. Naughty, Philip Edward Davis is a poor excuse for prime minister in this country. Him and his merry men use the Bahamian people to enrich and empower themselves, friends, families, and lovers. Here we go again. Naughty, Isn't it so convenient that he wants to sue now that his party is in power and dishing out poor taxpayers' money, but they don't look up when doing these things? It is a way to get rich at our expense. They need to repair these bad roads and clean this place up. I hope they pay Kay Forbes, and is the trivia to make the men change clothes or brush their teeth? No to your answer to the trivia question. And way to multitask. Get three answers in and then try answer the question as well. All right. Well, that's what's buzzing right now, though. A lot of people asking the same questions. Why is this continuing? It is like a bad soap opera. Every 5 years, the characters change, but it is the same soap opera. Somebody get mad. Somebody lost their job. Somebody had some situation, defamation, this, that, or the other. And we foot the bill. They could say what they want about former Prime Minister Perry Christie and Hubert Ingram. They would have made the Minister of Transport resign until the investigation is finished. What investigation? According to the PM, that was an inquiry. There wasn't no investigation. We got to figure out if it's an inquiry or investigation, eh? But I get you. If it's an investigation, yeah. But we know. I don't know about Christie on that statement, but Papa? Yeah, man. Papa would have made them have several seats. Anyway, I digress. Listen, text about you pushing it now. Easy, easy. But I could try to read it now. But boy, you all get a word or two nowadays, and you all just run right out. Boy, you all like this new word. It rhymes with stare and glare and fair. Anyway, let's go to the first break right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Good stuff, good start, Texas. You got some good stuff chiming in. Answers are pretty good ones, but none are right. I'll have a look and see during the break if anybody's a winner. If not, we'll let it ride until the top of the hour, 5 o'clock. We're going to take a quick break. On the flip side of the break, we'll have your global warming. We're seeing of the planet in 60 seconds or less, all brought to you by KFC Nassau. That'll be followed up by my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. I'm opening up the lines. And at the bottom of the hour, don't forget, we got Cuban Willie's numerology report, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. That's all coming up. Still fully loaded first hour on the flip side of this break coming at you right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Don't touch it.
Craving tasty KFC chicken and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has three tasty options that are both big on taste and value, with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, packed with three pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today, only at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Get ready for more iced coffee temptations at Dunkin'. More delectable aromas and more exciting flavors, so you can get more refreshment from every cup. Enjoy the flavors of butter roasted pecans and sweet cream combined with Dunkin' Original Blend iced coffee. Or try our cake batter signature latte, combining smooth, rich espresso with a spoon-licking good cake batter flavor, topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and rainbow sprinkles for a party in every cup. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Flying through the Thursday edition right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Got your global warming lined up for you. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Before we get to that, let me go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, good buddy. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Sparky? How was your independence, man?
I still depended on people.
Well, as long as you're in independence, that's still better than, you know, depending on people. So what's he got for me today, man?
Man, I'm looking at the WhatsApp thing coming across my phone. And they tell me how big, tall fella there signed up for $133 million.
Yeah, DeAndre Ayton has signed a $133 million maximum contract with the Indiana Pacers. Now, it's an offer sheet. He is an unrestricted free agent, so that means Phoenix has 48 hours to match. If they don't match in 48 hours, he is going to Indiana, and you could possibly have two Bahamians in the same locker room at the same time for the first time in the history of our country and our affiliation with the NBA. So that remains to be seen. Within 48 hours, we should know. And unfortunately, though, it may not be that long that they're in the same locker room together, Sparky, because, you know, if they're going to give $833 million, Miles Turner got to get paid elsewhere. So I think he might be in the package for Westbrook along with Buddy Hield to the Lakers. So we'll see how that plays out.
That's plenty of money.
That's a lot of money, but $133 million guaranteed, Sparky. You know how much platinum on your farm you could do and how much Jack Daniels we could drink between us with $133 million, mate?
And I don't think I would live that long after I get it, because, you know, I can hardly handle 3 Guinness now.
We'll do it in moderation. We'll put it in a little sippy cup for you with a straw.
I haven't reached 71 years old. And I need $1 million yet. What do you think I can do with $133 million?
Boy,
at 71, that I know I got much time to stay. You think I can really leave all of that here for church? Now I got to carry at least half of that before I go.
What you could do, line it in your coffin, or you could party before you go?
One thing I can buy is no funeral plot, and I buy no coffin. Somebody else can do that, buy that.
Right.
I can buy me one yacht.
Oh, one yacht day?
One yacht, one private plane.
Okay, all right.
One speedboat.
That's what I'm talking about.
I can buy me some skates, so I can skate down Hawkins Hill.
Couple truckloads of sand.
Plenty soil for the farm. plenty mango trees and tamarind trees. But I don't know. I don't know. I'm so glad. And I try to think, well, it's not plenty money.
That mass pocket, that's a lot of money. And the good thing about NBA contracts, they're fully guaranteed. So if this goes down, he's guaranteed to make that $133 million and still young to go after another one at the end of this four-year deal.
But you notice, as of late in the Bahamas, we've been coming up with plenty first time in history things.
Yes, I noticed that.
That's like history. History is history. First time in history, this and that and that. For about the 4x4, the 400 meters, men and women, the woman named? Miller Weibo. And the fella, the other guy there with the 400 meters.
Mr. Stephen Gardner.
Stephen Gardner. You know, all these gold and things. Too much gold right away. He used to gold. He used to silver and bronze.
No, man. Get used to it, man. Ain't nothing wrong with being in the gold, man.
But I tried. My independence was beautiful. because of car problem, I didn't get to go out on Clifford Park. But eventually, the day before, the Junkanoo, a friend of mine came on. He says, Sparky, you're 71.9. You think we'd go down one more lap in the Molly Boys? I said, I think I could try it tonight. I go down. Boy, look here. I gone down there. I had to wait till the Molly Boys went out fifth. So we had to wait till all the Soxes and them gone. And you know, I had no one or two Guinness with me.
Yeah.
So when we go on and we line up to go down, some fellas say, Sparky, you was an original Molly, so you could stand right in front of the bottle. Naughty, I remember reaching Bike Lane, I reached Rawson Square. I tried to do a little movement, but it wasn't at 71. I couldn't do the old kind of shuffle. I passed the House of Assembly, that I remember reaching Parliament Street. I can tell you the truth, after Parliament Street, the next thing I know, I was in the back of an ambulance in Bike Lane.
There you go.
I dropped right out. Heat exhaustion and everything.
Oh, that was 4 or 5 Coke Guinness. Which one?
I think it was a mixed drink.
It was a combination.
The Guinness and the heat exhaustion. But the lady after checking vital signs and something, the lady down and says, Sparky, you're 71. Don't try that no more. Because the next time you're going to make him an omelet, you're going to make him in a hoist.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
We need to have you around, Sparky. Be safe, all right? Have a good day.
Right,
thanks for your contributions as always. Be safe.
Congratulations on basketball hero again.
Yeah, man. Big up to DeAndre Ayton, man. Doing big things, man. $133 million potentially guaranteed coming up. 48 hours for Phoenix to match, and I don't think they're going to match. All right. Here, let me check the text lines. Check out the Global Woman. Like I said, we're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And don't forget, all KFC drive-thrus are opening and frying until midnight. Now you have more time to satisfy those late-night cravings for KFC chicken every night of the week. Last call to get fueled by fried chicken is midnight. KFC Nassau, it's always finger-licking good. And listen, if you like being an original, be sure to try the original recipe burger, all right? It's an awesome chicken sandwich. It features an extra-large 100% white meat original recipe filet. No shortcuts there. Only superior fried chicken, and it's finger-licking good with those original 11 herbs and spices. Get it by itself. Get it as a combo. It is all good. And all of this goodness is waiting on you at your favorite KFC location for takeout and drive-through. All right? And drive-throughs open until midnight. So come get your finger-licking on at your favorite KFC Monday through Sunday at the drive-through until midnight. All right, let's check out the Global Woman. We're heating up the planet, like I said, in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And where do we start? Lots of tidbits from around the world. Pope Francis says that the door is open for retirement, whatever that means. An ingredient found in the weed killer Roundup has been found in 80% of U.S. urine samples. Dear God. 3 men have been charged with conspiracy to sell Don Henley's stolen lyric sheets from the Eagles, Don Henley of the Eagles, that is. And of course, the lyric sheets from Hotel California in particular. They had tried to sell the sought-after music scripts at auction, and even to Henley himself, who pleaded for their return. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are getting ready to jet off to New York City next week for the United Nations General Assembly in honor of Nelson Mandela Day on July 18th. Valerie Bertinelli's most recent ex-husband is asking for $50,000 a month in spousal support. Poor Valerie Bertinelli. She can never get it right, babe. Never. Never, never, never. Finally, Spotify bought the music trivia game Hurdle, a game that rose in response to the success of Wordle. And that's a wrap right there on your Global Woman. We're seeing another planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And as I go to the break, man, you know, my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, because, you know, Sparky chimed in. And I took up a good chunk of it. Always a good time at Sparky. Got to remind you, lots of good things going on at Dunkin', all right? And if you haven't experienced it, you need to now. And I'm talking about the iced coffees. It's hot enough on the outside. Go treat yourself to something nice and cool from Dunkin', all right? I'm talking about those iced coffees, people. And let me tell you, they got 2 back on the beat for you, and it is all good. They got the new cake batter signature latte. If you just want utter decadence and a party in every cup, this is your iced coffee. All right, it's the new cake batter signature latte, combining rich espresso with a spoon-licking good cake batter flavor for, like I said, a party in every cup. And not to be outdone, Dunkin's Butter Pecan Iced Coffee, that's back on the list as well, with the tasty flavors of butter roasted pecans and sweet cream combined with Dunkin's original blended iced coffee. All of that goodness, along with the donuts, waiting on you at your favorite Dunkin' location. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Bernard Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru. Call Michael, the newest location, and out there at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. We're going to go to the break right now. On the flip side of the break, we'll be right back at you, wrapping up the first hour of Talking Heads, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I got Cuban Willie's numerology report coming up. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Game on the flip side of the break. So keep it right where you got it. Talking Heads continues right after this.
You don't have to rise and shine to enjoy Dunkin's Big Breakfast Bundle. Our all-day breakfast sandwich made with your choice of sausage, ham, or bacon comes with crisp hash browns, a freshly brewed medium coffee, your favorite Dunkin' donut, and a bottle of refreshing Dasani water. The Big Breakfast Bundle will satisfy you, whether you're an early bird or not. Power up your day with Dunkin' Big Breakfast Bundle. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Hello, Keisha, you something else, boy.
Who this is? Tamika?
You ain't even remember my name?
Wow, Dred. Girl, I've been so busy. You still planning your trip?
Girl, and I can't wait. I right here online booking my car.
You dare planning trip. You vaccinated?
Girl, we had to. We ain't been nowhere since this pandemic started. Girl, and we got a 14-day vacation.
Best vacation ever.
Girl, are you though?
Well, I know you's gonna get the vaccine because you too like travel. When y'all get your vaccine?
Girl, long time. Because you gotta get your first dose, wait, then get your second dose at least 2 weeks before you travel. Johnny get his vaccine and he 12. Even Grammy get hers. Child, and Grammy say she ain't get no money. But I see her hiding that under the mattress.
Child, let me send my list because I know you going shopping.
Keisha, don't play with me.
Vaccinate today, live tomorrow. A message by PAHO, WHO, Canada, and USAID.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Do you know that it's not necessary to renew your NIB Smart Card when the date on the card has expired? That's right. Renewal is not required for children ages 0 to 15 or adults ages 16 to 59 years old. Persons who may apply to renew their NIB card include seniors turning 60 years old, children turning 16 years old, persons whose cards have been lost, damaged, or stolen, first-time Bahamian and permanent resident adults. Non-Bahamians may apply and will be issued a verification letter. For more information on NIB Smart Card renewal, go to nib-bahamas.com or visit our Facebook and Instagram pages today. This message is sponsored by the National Insurance Board.
Whether you like it hot or you enjoy being original, KFC has the only chicken sandwiches with attitude, featuring 100% extra large white meat chicken fillets for 100% flavor. Enjoy the famous flavor of KFC 11 herbs and spices in the KFC Original Recipe Burger, or take the heat up a notch with a spicy fillet with our KFC Kentucky Deluxe Sandwich. And for a limited time, enjoy your favorite sandwich with fries for only $7. That's how it's done. KFC Nassau, it's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Down the home stretch we come, getting ready for the news in the top of the hour at 5 o'clock. All right, real quick, for everybody who chimed in, you did a great job, all right? All right, you did a great job. You did an excellent job with your answers, but none of you were right. fix their hair, cut their hair or shave, put on cologne. You had good answers. Zip up a dress, put it on matching clothes, help them zip up, help, you make them change their underwear or shoes, brush their teeth. Good answers. Good answers. But all of y'all missed it. 68% of these women that were surveyed said they make their significant other, their husband or their significant other, take a selfie with them. Photo up before they go out. You know, they got to post it on social media or have it for the archives. So, yeah, let's take a selfie. So, good answer. Try it again tomorrow. And we'll still be playing for double party passes at Joker's Wild, all right? And next week, I'll start adding the KFC, to Dunkin', to Naughty Johnny's, to Tropical Gyros, to y'all people who like to eat rather than laugh. Not a problem. I got y'all covered. Now, that's one thing out of the way. Now, let's get up in the Cuban Willie's immigration report. Like I said, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And guess what? The Island Game doing big things, people. Yes, indeed. It is all about Percy's pension plan. Win $1,000 a week for a year. That's right. 13 unlucky pensions worth over $244,000 up for grabs. All you got to do is make a deposit on your Island Game account, $20 or more. It's going to get you every time you do it. You're going to get an entry for Percy's pension plan, all right? For more information, simply log on to theislandgame.com. And the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. Let's find out where Cuban Willie is today and what his numbers are. Cuban, ¿dónde estás? Where are you, my friend? Cuban, come out wherever you are.
¡Wepa! ¡Buenos tardes! Good afternoon to everybody. ¡Cógelo suave! I hope everybody is staying running, my friends. Running to the Island Game to play Percy's Pension Plan. That's right. Every time you put $20 on your Island Game account, you're going to get, you know, an entry into Percy's Pension Plan. You can win, you know, a pension for a year. 13 pensions worth up to $244,000. That's right, $244,000 in pensions. 13 pensions for the year. You could be winning a pension every day, once a week for the year. That's what I'm talking about. Only at the Island Game on Percy's Pension Plan. And I guess you want to know my numbers for today. But today is really easy, okay? Really easy. I had no problem with the number today because last night I had a drink. A drink that I was on. Okay, a luxury yacht. Okay, the luxury yacht, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. And it had three decks. Okay, had three decks, one helicopter. Okay, three decks, one helicopter, and 10 jet and 5 jet ski. Okay, three decks, one helicopter and 5 jet skis. So your number today is 315. It could have been 6 jet skis, but it really looked like 5 to me in the dream. So to be safe, we're going to go with 5, okay? So the number today, 315, because the jet had 3 decks, 1 helicopter and 5 jet ski. So today, you play the 3-1 at the Island Game. 315. Good luck, buena suerte, and I see you tomorrow with the numerology report brought to you by the Island Game.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The nerd, lash out for your just desserts. It's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Y'all talking about out your mouth. I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turn like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk I burn your bare heels, so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of you're hearing something wrong with me. Wrong with you. When the cheek just waits.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank of Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, the National Insurance Board, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
It's my favorite music. Come on.
We're back at you, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We're into the 5 o'clock hour, 5:10 p.m. is the time. And, of course, you know, we got to get into the sports. I know Purdy's going to be zooming in short order, so keep an eye out for Purdy there, Mr. Producer. He'll be chiming in. But as we do each and every day, we got to start it off with Today in Sports, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza, Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, breakfast starting at 9 a.m., all right? So you got breakfast, lunch, and dinner on the weekend. Businessman's Lunch Special, Monday through Friday, different special day. The only day they got a great staple, Thursday, signature dish, always split pea soup and dumplings. Some might be left. Give them a call, 377-7776, and see what they got chefed up for you for the rest of the week or what's going on. All right, don't forget happy hour every Wednesday and every Friday at Naughty Johnny's, 5 to 7 p.m. So take a trip on out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. Well worth the trip to Naughty Johnny's. It is all good. I did the Naughty Johnny's thing last night. Big up to my crew at Naughty Johnny's as well. It was all G-double-O-D good, as always. Everybody loved it. The wife, the kids, my pops, everybody. I had the family to do, and it was all good. Big up to Naughty Johnny's, man. All right, let's start check out, today's Who's In and Who's Out. Today is Thursday, July 14th, 2022. And let's see what happened today in sports history. We got Pearly chimed in yet? Pearly, Pearlissimo, Earl the Pearl, Dodger guy,
what's up? Yeah,
Dodger boy blue. What's up with you?
Oh, man, we had a great one last night. Oh, man.
That's
why
I wanted you. Just go ahead. Go. Yeah. Get it out. Go ahead.
You got to get it out. They took a 6-0 lead on us. 6-0.
And don't lie, when you was down 6-0, only you were sitting there comfy in the confines of Chippingham saying, you know what? We're going to win this game.
And you know what? Exactly what I was doing. I stood back and I say, yeah, all right, watch. We put up 3 in the 7, 2 in the 8, two in the 9.
You put mouth all over them, and hurtful too. In the last 3 innings, y'all did more damage than y'all did the whole game.
That's how this is. The eighth inning is the Dodgers in it.
I saw some crazy stat the other day that y'all scored more runs in between the 7th and the 9th inning than anybody in baseball.
Yep. We got 26 come from behind wins.
Well, you know, that means your luck will run out sometime.
So that means no lead safe with us. And that means if our bats ever started, then the boys in Indian in trouble.
Okay, so
that's what that means.
You've got all your angles covered. Your Dodgers won last night. Happy for you.
We're starting to get healthy.
You got the 60 wins yet?
No, that's all right. Wait, Naughty, what I know is one thing. Your team has been healthy all season. Nah,
we've had some minor injuries biting us right now. But you know, we do fool in July. That's why I'm ready for just July to get over with. We survived July. We're good.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
If there's any chance to catch the Yankees, you know, messing up boo-boo in the bed, it's in July. I don't know why, but if you look back, perennially, we like to boo-boo the bed in July.
I know. I've been watching. I know how the Yankees go,
So,
but see, you're a realist, Yankee. This is Peter. You've been carrying on.
That's why I let Peter carry on the way Peter's carry on. Peter is the kind of Yankee fan that you will see in a fight with a Red Sox fan at the end of a game, win, lose, or draw.
Yeah.
I'm the kind of Yankee fan, win, lose, or draw. I can make the Red Sox fans buy me drinks after the game so we can talk about who won or who lost.
Yeah,
But either way, I'm coming out on top.
I'll probably be sitting in the middle of the red, in the middle of Giant Fonts, drinking some brewskis with them.
Right. Now, when it comes to my Dallas Cowboys, Bill, I might have to call you and say, well, Earl, call the wife and tell her, get the lawyer, somebody who's good in international law.
Oh, Lord.
Boy, but they got a clean jail here in Dallas, but they got a clean jail here in Philadelphia.
Oh, Lord. But I see you saw the article I sent you earlier today, right?
I didn't get a chance to read it, but I did see it, and I want to read it. You know, see, like, when you guys send me stuff, I always tell you, if I don't get a chance to do it in the day, that is my reading time in Jokers when I come off stage, you know what I mean? Have my nightcap, and you guys provide me with some great articles to read.
Well, I won't say anything about it. I'll wait for you to cuss me later when you read it.
No, but sometimes when you have, you know, articles that you send that criticize the Yankees, I don't have a problem with it because Yankee fans need to hear it. They get in this cocoon when we get off to a great start where they feel we were Teflon, we're invincible. And then, you know, when karma bites us in the bungee later on in the year and we don't make it, they want to, you know, freak themselves out.
Exactly.
Know your team over 162 games. July and August, early part of August, is a horrible stretch for the Yankees, perennially.
Yep.
You need to know that as a Yankee fan going in. Like you got
to know. They know it, you know. Peter knows it, you know. He doesn't even being real right now.
It's not just Peter. There's a couple other, you know, Yankee fans that I know in the same run. I say, listen, y'all go out and get dudes like me in problems because they ain't going to remember y'all in the news. They can remember me.
Yeah. No, I can remember Peter, though. I ain't going to forget Peter.
Well, do that for
me.
I
promise you.
Peter them got a new wide receiver in Chicago. He might
chime. Another foot eagle at
the US. I don't know. Peter's supposed to chime in today. I don't know if he can chime in today on the Zoom or chime in tomorrow. So we'll see. But I know you got a new wide receiver in Chicago. Nikhil Harry, who is a bust in New England. Maybe he'll get an opportunity in Chicago. But anyway, let me knock out Today in Sports, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Today in Sports in 1951, the first sports event to be shown in color on CBS TV was the Molly Pitcher Handicap at Oceanport, New Jersey, and I'm thinking that was golf. 1967, Eddie Matthews of the Houston Astros hit his 500th career home run. A lot of people don't remember Eddie Matthews, you know, Purdy, but he was one that had 500 home runs.
Yeah, he just did that. Just, you know, came to work, field kind of guy, did his work, let's break at home. You know,
hit over 500 home runs, retired. Nobody remembers him in the conversation.
No, I didn't. If you didn't bring it up, I would never remember him.
Hank Aaron in 1968, a year later, hit his 500th career home run. But everybody remember Hank because he had a few more after that 500.
And he hit that 715 off of Al Downing of my Los Angeles Dodgers. I will never forget that.
And that's when a lot of people started running on the field in Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta when he was running around the bases.
Yep, and they got snatched.
Yeah, that's okay. Hank did his thing, though. 1969, U.S. President Nixon signed a baseball from the Baseball Hall of Fame that had signatures of 9 other U.S. presidents. 1970, U.S. President Nixon threw out the first pitch or the first ball at the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. 1981, the All-Star Game was postponed because of a 33-day-old baseball player strike. The game was held on August 9th, and it wasn't really the same. 1981, U.S. Yeah. President Reagan met with Willie Stargell.
Ironically, the Dodgers won the World Series that year.
Yes, against who? Say it. Complete it.
Nah, that's all right. That's all right. I won't say it.
Against the New York Yankees, against my Yankees. 1981, Pedro Guerrero went bananas. Valenzuela could hardly be hit. Garvey and Say and Lopez and Lopes did their thing in the final hoorah. Ken Landro got into the act. I think Rick Monday showed up. Yeah.
Rick Monday did. Yes.
And your catcher might have been a Mike Socha, a very young Mike Socha, if I'm not mistaken.
Might have been Steve Yeager. I can't remember.
No, didn't Yeager get hit in the throat with the bat and was injured, and that's how Socha got to take the job?
Yeah.
But nonetheless, like I said, in 81, U.S. President Reagan met with Willie Stargell and the Pittsburgh Pirates to discuss sickle cell anemia and funding for the National Institute of Health. So anyone had some good things in it that year. You know, Reagan reaching out to Stargell with sickle cell, I think, because that needed to be addressed at that time. But more importantly, like you said, in 81, that player strike kind of threw damage into a lot of things, except for your Dodgers. They ran the board in 81. They were probably the best team, I got to say it. They were the best team. They were ready to go.
Yeah, Billy Russell, Steve Garvey, Dusty Baker, Ron, say, you know.
Yep.
Jaeger was there.
But wasn't Socha there also?
They were there. Jerry Rice, Davey Loebs, Manny Mota, Reggie Smith.
Manny Mota, who went on to coach first base for you all for years.
Yes. Steve Howe.
Yeah, he was a tried and had a lot of trials and tribulations and substance abuse, but he managed to come back.
Yes, and then Bob Welch got his redemption from those home runs that got hit off him.
Was it Howe or was it Welch who had the substance abuse problems, or both of them did?
It was Howe.
It was Howe, right? And he was kind of considered a phenomenal talent that kind of got derailed.
Yeah, he got rookie of the year, and he would have been a Hall of Famer. Maybe a 300-win pitcher, but you know.
No, now Pearly, we got some Texas chiming in, and they need Uncle Pearly to break it down for them. Steve Sachs and Mike Marshall, they came later. They were later renditions of the Dodgers, correct?
Yes.
I think Mike Marshall's biggest claim to fame, if I'm not mistaken, he was married.
Sachs was on the team.
In 81?
Was he? I'm trying to remember. Was he? Yeah, I think he was.
I think Sachs came up in 83 as a rookie and took over from Davey Loebs at second base when y'all let Davey Loebs go.
You're very correct.
Because if I'm not mistaken, Steve Sachs made the All-Star game as a rookie.
Yes.
I remember Steve Sachs making a All-Star game as a rookie, if I'm not mistaken, but I know he came up in 83. Mike Marshall came up a little bit later. His big claim to fame, if I'm not mistaken, he was married or engaged to Belinda Carlisle, the lead singer of the Go-Go's. Remember We Got the Beat? We got the beat, everybody. Never mind. That was huge. But yeah,
Sachs was on. I think he was called up. I think he made the World Series roster. But then he wasn't Stockdale the next year.
I know he was the one who replaced Davey Loebs.
He replaced Davey Loebs. Yeah. And yeah, he replaced Davey Loebs. Yeah.
Let me see. Sox had a career batting average of .281. And let's see real quick. Okay, he was in he played in Major League Baseball from 81 to 94, most notably as a member of the Los Angeles Dodgers, with whom he won two world championships. 1981, like you said, he was called up, you know, and part of it for a cup of coffee and ended up winning in 81. And then later on in 1988, obviously he was a part of that team when Kirk Gibson had one of the more memorable home runs in the history of the World Series. The fist pump in the clutch still lives to this day. It's one of the best highlights ever.
Listen, I will never forget that. They were having a wedding shower for my ex-wife at the time, and I was in the next room watching the baseball game. And they were looking for me, and I was like, I can't move until this game over.
Yeah, Sachs was named National League Rookie of the Year in 82 and won the Silver Slugger Award in 86. He also played for the New York Yankees.
You guys called him from us later on down in his career, right?
Correct. He later on played for the New York Yankees, the Chicago White Sox, and the Oakland Athletics.
He didn't throw from second to first. For some reason, his head that screwed up. He could throw from second to first.
All right. And he was a coach for the Diamondbacks in 2013, and now he currently hosts a top-rated podcast on Sirius XM's Major League Baseball Network Radio. So you can still catch up with Steve Sachs right there on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. But like I said, career batting average of .281, only 54 career home runs, 550 runs batted in, 444 stolen bases, played with the Dodgers from 81 to 88, Yankees from 89 to 91, White Sox from 92 to 93, and retired with the Athletics in 94. Five-time All-Star, two-time World Series champion, NL Rookie of the Year, and Silver Slugger Award winner. So not a bad day at the office for Steve Sachs.
He had pretty good. Yeah, he did pretty well.
I'm not mad at him. He was entertaining to watch when he was in the league. He wasn't a bad guy to watch. All right. Let's check out the home court, all sponsored by Burger King Nassau. It's all about the zesty Whopper, saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor. And yeah, we might mention it now, Earl, but we're going to go in depth. Who's in? Well, obviously, coming up in the Who's In, Who's Out segment brought to you by Tropical Gyros, it's all about DeAndre Ayton being big time in Indiana. We'll break that down coming up.
That's a done deal?
Well, they got 48 hours to answer, all right? So I'll bring you up to snuff on that. But if we look at the home court, like I said, all brought to you, of course, by that Zesty Whopper at Burger King. Get it by flame-grilled beef, chicken, or plant-based. Get it by itself or as a combo, all right? And it's available for you at your favorite Burger King location for takeout, drive-thru, and delivery with the Cravin app. All right, so let's check out what's happening in the sports today. Is that a call on the line, Mr. Producer? Let's go to the phone lines real quick, Pearly, before we get into the home court. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
It's Coach Simmons. So how are you, sir?
Hey, Coach, what's going on, man?
I'm just amazed at how the Yankees up the set, the Dodgers in order with their lineup and their history, man. They didn't know that about Steve Stockton, et cetera, et cetera.
Why you had to go there, man? He's a Dodger. They won last night. It was down 6-0.
But
he's euphoric. He's
disappointed.
He's ecstatic.
You have to straighten him out on his history.
But we beat them so many times.
What I missed, Simmons? What did I miss, sir?
He was fumbling over Steve. And Steve Sox did not have a throwing problem. It was Chuck Knobloch who had the throwing problem.
Sox had that problem with the Dodgers, though, Simmons.
Not in my notes.
Yeah, man.
Knobloch had that problem.
Chuck Knobloch had it for a minute. Listen here. I'm going to be the equal opportunity
answer.
Edge of Makeda, okay?
An opportunity.
Right, I got an opportunity right now. He did have throwing issues. A sack committed 30 errors from second base during his sophomore campaign with the Los Angeles Dodgers as his ability to make easy throws to first base suddenly disappeared.
The more he worried,
the worse it would get. His control became so bad that the fans behind it got behind wearing batting helmets. And I think he got demoted to the minor leagues for a couple of weeks and brought back up.
Okay, now I remember.
I only remember that because I used to make fun of Dodgers saying their second baseman sucked and couldn't throw to first base. That's the only reason why I remember it. And he was Willie Randolph, and he was definitely not no Phil Rizzuto, if you know what I mean there, Simmons.
Yeah, of course. He wasn't no scooter.
No, couldn't carry scooter jock. Go ahead, Pearly.
Give our friend and my good friend an iPhone opportunity to tell me sorry.
That really ain't going to happen, I don't think.
I humbly bow to that. But I go up to the Dodgers last night, and they got a win. And so we see what happens. I hope you didn't say anything about ours. A walk-off fastball. But yes, a win is a win, eh?
A win is a win, but take it any which way we can. But listen, I got both of you on the phone, and this is a good text that just came in from the text lines. Naughty, you have to admit, though, and of course, Pearly could chime in as well, that the 1975-76, and Simmons, I want you to chime in on this as well, Cincinnati Reds were the best baseball team ever assembled. Should have been more successful, but that team had at least 4 to 5 Hall of Fame inductees. Ken Griffey Sr. is still not in the Hall of Fame. He should make 6.
Man, boy, that's a tough one.
Oh, boy. That's a good
tough
argument.
One, Pearly. You go first, Pearly. I guess I only have to say Umbry was on the team, so, you know.
Yeah, I mean, Ed Umbrister was on the team. Umbry was on the team. That was
our manager, and that's our former manager for our men's league team. You know, so,
but when you look at it, you look
that,
at
that team. That team gave me a lot of worries because I think Oakland had just beaten us in 74 in the World Series.
And then
75, Cincinnati went there. I think Boston they beat it, if I remember.
Right.
Yeah, the Red Sox. Carlton Fisk.
Remember, he had the famous incident at the plate with our own Ed Umbrister.
They still
show that bunt like 100 years later. They still showing that bunt.
Yeah.
But listen, when you look at
you
it,
can argue, you can put up an argument for that team to be a great team. You can put up an argument for the 73-74 Oakland A's to be one of the greatest teams. You can put an argument up for the 81 Dodgers. You can put an argument for the 77 Yankees.
Other Yankee incarnations, too, you could put up there.
With 114 wins. Right?
Thank you very much. And didn't we win the World Series that year, too?
I think the 83 Detroit Tiger team. Was it the 83 Detroit Tiger team that went off like on a 23-2?
84.
Jeff Francis.
84.
You got to shout out Jeff Francis on that one, Naughty.
Yeah. That's
the only Tiger that we know, Naughty.
The only living Bahamian Tiger fan we know. Yeah.
So you can put up an argument for that Cincinnati Reds 75 team to be one of the greatest ever.
But listen,
there's a lot. I like the argument. I like the discussion, but I could put up some holes in it, and I could put up some other argument.
Now, Dexter, if you're still listening, man, chime back in with your points, because you know.
I think the key to that team was I think the key to that team was Sparky Anderson, though. I think Sparky Anderson was more the key to that team.
And it's a testimony to Sparky Anderson. Not only did he win championships with the Cincinnati Reds, he was the manager of that aforementioned Detroit Tigers team we talked about in '84. That won 22 games to start the season with a young Kirk Gibson and an Alan Travel. Hold on, but remember that Tiger team was solid, though. They had Gibson, they had Lou Whitaker, they had Alan Trammell. They had a pretty good catcher, Lance Parrish. They had Jack Morris and a bunch of other good pitchers in that rotation.
Some good right-handers,
They had a solid team, and they had a pretty good third baseman, if I'm not mistaken, too. And I can't remember who it is, but he had a decent third baseman as well.
Yeah, they were solid. But the Reds, you have to remember Joe Morgan of his on-base percentage.
And I think
his on-base percentage was amazing in those runs.
Chet Lemon was a big outfielder for Detroit as well. But listen, if you back to that Cincinnati team, and when you think of it, they did have 4 to 5 Hall of Famers. You had Johnny Bench, you had Pete Rose, you had Joe Morgan.
Dan Greason,
and if I'm not mistaken, I think Concepcion made it at some
Concepcion
point.
Concepcion was a shortstop. Number
18. Right. Davey Concepcion.
Isn't Tony Perez a Hall of Famer?
And Tony Perez is a Hall of Famer.
Tony Perez, the first baseman.
First baseman. So
yeah, really, you're right.
When you look at that talent, and then look at the outfield, you had George Foster, Cesar Geronimo, Adam Briston, somebody else. The outfield was ridiculously good as well. Ken Griffey Sr. was an outfielder too, and he was not even a starter. He was the bench. He used to rotate with Geronimo. They brought him up.
Yep. And don't forget after yet, the great the speedy Dave Collins, who Yankees got after that.
Yeah, Dave Collins was another one.
Collins. Tremendous speed.
And a lot of people don't remember Dave Collins, man. He bounced around a lot, but Dave Collins was a good outfielder. Played for a lot of teams.
But if you recall, on one occasion, the Yankees got Griffey Sr. and Dave Collins, remember? In the late 80s, as I said, but the Yankees got a speed game.
Correct. And then didn't use Collins for nothing in the world.
Dynamite tandem.
And I didn't like how the Yankees didn't use Dave Collins when we got him, too.
Yeah.
Dan Dreesen is who they had.
Hey, I got a big up Chef Comet, Tropical Gyros. He just chimed in. He just hit me and said, Naughty, that's one of the greatest baseball teams ever. You got to think. Johnny Bench was at catcher.
Right.
Perez at first. Mm-hmm. Joe Morgan at second. Davey Concepcion at short. What? Pete Rose was the third baseman.
What about
the left fielder? Dan Dreesen, I think, played third.
Or if Dreesen played third and Rose was in the outfield, they still had that. I mean, that's ridiculous. Then you got Foster, you got Ambrister, you got Geronimo and Griffey Jr. as your outfield.
That was Ray Knight.
Ray Knight came up later. Now remember, Ray Knight came to Cincinnati when Pete Rose went to Philadelphia. That was expedited because they had to bring Ray Knight up, and then Ray Knight was in Cincinnati, and then he signed a big contract in New York, if I'm not mistaken, with the Mets.
Yep. The Mets, right.
Because was part of that 86 championship team with one when Buckner let the ball go through his legs?
Yep. Down the Vidal, rest in peace. Rest in peace, right?
Yep.
Buckner passed away.
Yeah, but he was another good one. And he was a Dodger, former Dodger, too.
Yep, he was.
So, yeah.
Yep. But that's good stuff, guys.
Yeah, man. Always.
Awesome job, man, Billy. You got your facts together.
And Simmons, man, listen, man, you know, the phone been ringing, so I can see you Sunday, Lord, it's been life.
Yep, that's right, life last. We'll see you on Sunday.
All right, man, be safe. We'll talk soon, eh?
Right.
And give my regards to your father-in-law. I'm a good buddy, man. Tell Big Simsy I say what's up, man.
I will do.
All right, take care now.
All right, peace.
Always good to hear from Simmons, man. But take care, brother. But Pearly, like I said, man, that Cincinnati team, when you think about it, that was a lot of talent on that team, you know.
There's a lot of talent. Yeah, you die custom dirty plenty days.
Listen, boy.
And that's when you had the Dodgers, the Reds, I think the Atlanta Braves, San Diego Padres, San Francisco Giants were all in that division.
They were all in there, man. They were definitely all vying for that. And a lot of people don't know that back in the day, the Braves and the Dodgers were in the same division, and they had some great final weekend matchups that sometimes cost y'all and sometimes cost the Braves.
Yep.
So, you know, I look, there was a lot of good baseball played back in the day. You think baseball is exciting now? You think baseball, yeah, that's great. I've witnessed a lot of good, exciting baseball games over my time. I've been blessed.
What I tell people is what I like about baseball, it is a more relevant sport than any other sport in terms of the history of baseball, in terms of when you're discussing pitching and all that, is a more relevant sport. So, but you know, when you sit down and you can compare Ken Griffey Jr. to Ken Griffey Sr., you can compare Aaron Judd to George Foster, because that's baseball is a little different than football, because
right.
A little different than basketball.
It's true.
Pretty consistent. You know, it's pretty consistent in what you're comparing to. I had an opportunity to sit in Shea Stadium with an old Brooklyn Dodger man for that whole 2.5 hours. We talked baseball. That was one of the best baseball experiences I've ever had.
Some of the great conversations you get when you talk to them old veteran sports watchers.
Yeah.
But real quick, let me just wrap up this segment so we can take a break. On the flip side of the break, we'll get into who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. It's all about DeAndre Ayton and the Indiana Pacers. We'll have a good discussion on that. And then toward the bottom of the hour, I got my pro picks. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. That's coming up, all right? All on the flip side of the break. And as we wrap it up now, Bodybuilding National set for Saturday, this coming Saturday. All right, Ferguson finishes first overall in the Silver Fleet at the Optimus Worlds. All right, Danico Bowles Camp stages Media Day. That was a good, you know, time for the folks to actually meet and greet. It's right there in the Guardian. Be sure to check that out. All right, and you can check it out online through the NassauGuardian.com. And congratulations to the Avengers and the Wildcats. They both won their respective flag football titles for the men's and the women's division over the weekend. We'll take a quick break right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Flipside. We're talking who's in and who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Keep it right where you got it.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place.
The King wants you to take a walk on the tangy side with the all-new Zesty Whopper collection at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy the classic Zesty Whopper with two types of cheese, zesty sauce, and crispy onions stacked on 100% flame-grilled beef. Or go zesty on our plant-based Whopper and crispy chicken. All three are saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor, and only available at Burger King Nassau. Visit any of our seven locations and enjoy a Zesty Whopper as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads continues right now on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty, what's up, man?
What's going on, man?
Just the banana man. Everything all right, sir?
Banana. What's happening, banana man?
Listen. I believe you now when you tell me that Golden State, you'll be all right because they just pick up McCullough or something like that. They steal him from the Lakers? G League?
No, listen. Matt McClung?
Yeah.
Okay, Matt McClung was actually the MVP of the G League last year.
Yeah.
For the Lakers, all right?
Yeah.
All right.
He
was a guy that came in and played a couple of games for us, but mostly he was a G League guy. But I don't know if he's going to crack the roster for you guys because you got a lot of guards on your team. But he does fit what you guys like to do as far as the up-tempo style. He can shoot the three. He can facilitate.
I think he fit right in because, like you say, he can fit the three.
And he's scrappy, and he may get a burn in Golden State that other people don't want to give him. You know, the Lakers, like I said, I always thought the Lakers should have given him a burn. Coming off the bench, he's a young guy. Yes. He could score.
Yeah, to see what happens.
Obviously, what happens. But, you know,
one man's feast
is another man's famine and vice versa.
Yeah, well, if he can score 20, average 21 points on it, then he gets 6.8
that's the G
rebound.
League.
For a young guy, like a little guy like that, you only 6-0.
But that's the G League. He got crazy ups. He likes to dunk the ball. But like I said, he's got to go to a situation where they need a scorer off the bench. Maybe Golden State is going to provide him that opportunity, and maybe it happens.
But you don't think they pick him up to replace Gary Payton II?
The guy they picked up to replace Gary Payton II, it was DiVincenzo, who used to play at Villanova, who was with the Bucks, who got traded to Sacramento in that trade that brought to Milwaukee.
Okay.
The big center who used to be in Toronto and a couple other places.
Ah.
I can't remember his name right now. He used to be decent back in the day, kind of fell off.
I think if he get an opportunity to play and shine, he could play. He could take it. That's his opportunity to get on the roster. He may play Seattle.
I don't know if he's gonna make that team though, bro. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I really don't know if he's gonna make that team.
Yeah, but you know, they might bring him in at the off the bench of the second team, and he might shine.
I don't know.
Well, boy, like he's fast, though.
Yeah, but that's the G League, bro.
The thing about it is, most players like that, it is just be sitting and waiting. One of the guys might get hurt.
All right, remember now, they traded DiVincenzo to the Kings, and they acquired Serge Ibaka from the Clippers. It was Serge Ibaka that DiVincenzo effectively was traded away for in a three-player deal. So I think... he comes in and fills that role of Gary Payton II in Golden State, and he was highly recruited by Steph Curry and Draymond Green, so I think that's the guy who they want in Golden State. Now, McClung could actually make you bench as a 12th man or 11th man and give you that spot scoring, but like I said, he's a G League guy.
Boy, I tell you, so you say his chances are slim, but he still have a chance.
Yeah, he got a chance to make the squad.
But that's a little bit up from the G League, though, right?
Yeah, but the good thing about the summer league, what he's playing in now, It gives him an opportunity. If he doesn't sign with the Golden State Warriors, to sign with another team who may say, you know what, this is who we need. We need this guy off our bench. You may not play in the NBA for the Lakers. You may not play in the NBA for the Warriors, but you can play in the NBA for us, i.e. the Knicks, i.e. the Spurs, who going to go in the tank.
So give him the opportunity to get in the spot labs and some team try to give him a look.
Right, and if he latches on with somebody else and gets an opportunity, I think he'll get a chance to shine. But
yeah.
You know, there's a reason why the Lakers didn't give him another two-way contract. They're looking at other people.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe he's hit his peak. Maybe he's hit his top potential, you know?
Well, you know, I'm looking at the stats and the commentators talking, the Golden State steal him from the Lakers and all of that. Like, they've given
that's
him
all
some
I click. That's all I clickbait and hype, man. That's just get to that's make you do exactly what you do. Click on the article and read it, and then turn around and call me and talk to other people.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, but I look at the article from 11 to 12 o'clock today. I said, well, let me ask Naughty about this.
Well, listen, your boy Chet Holmgren carrying on by, but he put on a clinic last night again.
You lie.
Man, he had a couple of dunks, couple of threes. Yeah.
So you're saying that Dolabelle might be valuable in another couple of years?
But you keep a hold of that. If that's the real Chet Holmgren was all braced up in your car before he got drafted number one from Gonzaga, yes, sir, that could be worth something.
Yeah. Serious thing, man.
Because we could even market it on eBay and say it actually got some puke residue left on it from what he puke up in the back of your car.
We get his drunken ass on it.
Yeah,
he
man.
You might have a little remnants of a puke on it.
Yeah, man. You try to get all of that and pay for the extra DNA and everything, man. But you know, not only are you getting an autograph, you're getting some DNA as well. Some leftover dinner. Anyway, Banana Man, you have a good one. Be safe out there on the roads.
Yeah, you be good.
Taking good care of our tourists, man. You do a good job, man. Keep it up, my brother.
Yeah, man. How you, man? Gotta reach them. Get them home safe.
There you go.
All right.
You never know who could be drafted number one and puke up in the back of your car. That's what I say.
You ain't lying.
Be safe. Boy, Pearly Banana's a character, hey?
I hear him. Interesting conversation.
Chet Holmgren, man. The number one pick was you know, spring breaking it in the Bahamas.
But
Banana Man was taking
two.
Him around.
He was the number two pick.
Well, number two pick, though. Still, that's up there, though. Yeah.
First round pick, though, number two.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick.
Yeah,
man. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, not even Bantown.
Hey, what's going on, Bantown?
Okay, I just called to congratulate DeAndre Ayton, man. I feel so proud as a Bayman.
Yeah, well, we just was about to get into this segment, you know, by Tropical Gyrus, who's in and who's out, and DeAndre is definitely in Indiana. It's going to take about 48 hours to be official because I don't think Phoenix is going to match. And I think you got two Bahamians potentially in that same locker room for a minute in Indiana. But I don't know how long Buddy and Miles Turner are going to be there.
Yeah, well, we got to hope that they keep Buddy because they kind of hoping that they can get Ty too, man. I want the national team in Indiana right now.
No, boy. Kai Jones ain't going nowhere. Kai Jones is loved and liked in Charlotte. Trust me.
They really like
Kai in Charlotte. Watch this year how much run and burn Kai gets.
Yeah, man, thanks for taking my call.
No,
man,
always be
down. You know, it's almost like a bandit celebration for me.
And listen, I can't tell you where live. When I go to Jokers tonight, I can make a little joke about it, too, because, you know, we have two Bahamians at the moment. Potentially, you know, if Phoenix doesn't match the deal and Ayton goes to Indiana, you got two Bahamians in the same locker room. We've had Bahamians in the NBA, but we've never had two at the same time in the same locker room playing for a team.
History right before our eyes, eh?
And I hope it lasts, but like I said, if you look at Ayton now moving to Indiana, they got Miles Turner becoming a free agent next year. They got to pay him. Buddy's got a long-term deal that they might want to try to get out of because they're going a little bit younger themselves. So that Turner and Hill to the Lakers now is getting some more life being breathed into it, especially for Westbrook in a pick or two.
Before your Lakers really get rich.
No, listen. I'm only commenting on it. I am a Laker in self-imposed exile, looking far across the land as to what's going on. You know what I mean? I'm long as LeBron is, it's going to be hard for me to pull for my Lakers.
Okay. Yeah. I'm a good one.
That's why I'm going to watch the Memphis Grizzlies until then. I'll be a Pratifarian.
Cool.
Even though I agree with Jordan, he would walk him like a dog also.
All right, Daddy.
Be safe, my brother. But listen, I love Ja Morant. Ja's my guy, man, all right? That's my favorite player in the league. But Pearlie, man, come on, man. We got to talk to you. Got to talk to your nephew, John, man, especially, man.
No. You go and jump on that down the road there.
No,
you
listen.
Said the fella had one or two good years and go on his head. So you go on down there calling him black Jesus.
I never call nobody Jesus except for Jesus, okay? Black, white, red, purple, or green. I only call Jesus Jesus, okay? No one get me twisted. Sure. But I ain't alive in Charles St. Pierre. I'll cook him.
I'm telling you.
I was like, nephew, don't go out like that. Because Jordan got a pension for doing it, though. I just like the fact Jordan still got that all-world trash talk game on point, on lock. You know what I mean? Say, cook me what? Spaghetti? Cook me pasta? Say, I would walk him like the dog that he is. Chihuahua? Yeah, but I hear Jock Hilly stuff laughing when Jordan answered back. Oh, Jock, myself laughing, that's all you could do. Take that and shut up.
The job wasn't going to get no pissing contest with Jordan. That's the
G. But listen.
Getting out with him.
While we get into it, man, we got to pick up the crew over there, Tropical Gyros. Don't forget, they're open until 6. Be sure to check them out on all the gyros. But listen, I'm going to implore you, try the bowls, people. You haven't not tried those Tropical Gyro bowls, man. You get the bowls. You get the media choice if you want the jerk chicken or the jerk pork. You want the salmon. You want the shrimp. All right, you want the lobster. That's all good. And they got the plantains, man. The plantains off the chain. The sauce, ridiculously good. You definitely haven't tried it. You have to try it if you haven't tried it, all right? Right there on Mackey and Rosetta, open until 6. Grab some on the way home today, all right? Give them a call, 601-5752. 601-5752. And, walk-in orders are welcome. Takeouts are welcome. And they got delivery with Craven, so be sure to check them out. All right. Now, what we got to talk about? Big up to my boy Big Doobs too, man. Always listening in, man. Big up Doobie Doo. I hope all is well with you, man. Listen, I want to hear from you during football season, but you probably gonna need some backup in here with y'all Dolphins, okay? All right.
No backup. We can be quite fine.
He's a long time Dolphin though. All right, that's what I'm trying to say.
That's why I said he can come. We can handle ourselves. You like it. Don't worry about that.
Anyway, you and Doves could chime in whenever you are ready. Yeah.
And when you read that article tonight, you can
cuss. That's okay. All right. If it is that good, I can call you from Jokers and curse you. How about that?
Do that for me.
All right. Check this out.
I welcome that. I open the door to that.
Here's the deal right now. Okay, DeAndre Ayton, as we get into who's in and who's out, is definitely in Indiana, okay? He's definitely in Indiana. He has signed a $133 million max contract with the Indiana Pacers. However, here is the deal. He is an unrestricted free agent. That means Indiana has an opportunity to match the deal. Okay, but he has agreed to a max deal, 4 years, $133 million offer sheet with the Indiana Pacers. Phoenix now has 48 hours to match the offer. So we got to wait 48 hours to see if Phoenix will match the offer. But Bill Duffy, one of Ayton's agents, confirmed the deal with the Associated Press and ESPN, who first reported the agreement. If the Suns matched the offer sheet, Ayton would not be eligible for a trade until January 15th, and he couldn't be dealt to the Pacers for a year. It also could impact Phoenix's hopes of acquiring Kevin Durant from the Brooklyn Nets. Should the Suns let Ayton walk, they would receive nothing in return. Ayton is attempting to leave a team that balked at offering a max deal to him. If he ends up in Indiana, Ayton would be a pivotal piece in a promising young core that includes 22-year-old point guard Tyrese Halliburton, who was acquired in February with Sacramento. And it would also combine him with the recently drafted Benedict Mathurin, a 6'6" shooting guard who attended Arizona. And like Ayton, with the 6th overall pick, was taken in a draft. Just like Ayton, who went to Arizona, also was taken in a draft. And then they also traded Malcolm Brogdon to Boston. So that cleared up enough cap space to make the pursuit of Ayton realistic. He's now done that, and you throw Miles Turner and Buddy Hield into the deal, and Indiana has a doable competitive team in the East. So
enough bench.
And they've waived Malik Fitz, Juwan Morgan, and Nick Stauskas. They cleared out their bench. They got some money. So they look like they're going to add to the bench. So Indiana may be serious. And then adding to the bench, we're coming to terms. If you want, you could add a Westbrook to that situation and release him and get the money. Or if they do the three-team deal with San Antonio, takes on Westbrook's contract, and they get picks from both sides, Indiana's happy. You throw in a Taylor Horton Tucker in that deal, and it happens. So this is another that's causing things to shake up in the NBA. Let's go to the phone lines real quick because we're almost out of time. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Mr. Heath here.
Hey, what's going on, bro? Make it quick for us because we're almost out of time. But what you got for us today?
Just fasten your seatbelts and get ready for the Heat news. Okay, fasten your seatbelts.
Okay, so you think the Heat going to make something big happen in the next couple of days?
Big news coming up. Just relax. Make sure your seatbelts is fastened.
Who's the speculation on who this big news is you hear?
Let me look at
what it is. What's the big news you hear? Donovan Mitchell? Going to the Knicks.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I said he was going to East Coast squad.
Like I said, if it ain't Donovan Mitchell, it'll be Aaron Gordon and Kevin Durant.
You stuck on this Aaron Gordon and Kevin Durant. So that means
So
that means it's gotta be a three-team trade to get Gordon out of wherever he is and Durant out of Brooklyn.
Yes, sir.
Because Gordon's in Denver right now and they're unhappy with the contract.
Let's talk this question now. Would he give up to get Durant?
I told you that yesterday.
Let me hear it again.
We're going to let Tyler Hero go. We're going to let Duncan Robinson go. And we already let P.J. Tucker go. So I already told you.
So hold on. PJ, this is what you say.
The space have already started being cleared with P.J. Tucker.
But who are you going to trade? What assets are you going to trade to New Jersey for Kevin Durant?
That's valuable to the Nets.
I'm not interested in letting Adebayo go.
I asked you what's valuable to the Nets.
Listen, anything to do with Kevin Durant is going to involve Adebayo. I know you don't want to let Adebayo go, but you got to say bye-bye to Bam Bam.
No, I don't want Adebayo go for Kevin Durant. No.
You don't want him to go, but the Nets ain't going to give up Durant for no Hero. Or Robinson.
There you give him up the Hero, Robinson, and Adebayo.
You thinking it's good to make the Heat better.
You have to understand now, with Kyrie gone, Kyrie Lakers. Think about this. Kyrie going to the dead Lakers. That's what Naughty wants. Kyrie going to the dead Lakers, so the Nets need a guy.
We're
giving them Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson. We're giving them too. Let them have
it. You ain't going to get that.
Pearly,
you ain't gonna get that. That's what you want to do.
The man say let
that's
it play
what
out.
You want to do.
He say keep an eye on it. We can keep an eye on it. If it play out, we'll talk it. If it don't play out, we'll talk that too.
But let's watch it.
Thanks, man. Always appreciate your contribution, Seat, man. Thanks for chiming in. Pearly, I appreciate you too, my brother. But the producer, the music, that means we got to go to commercial and then we got to go to the news. So have a great Thursday, everybody. Thank you for chiming in. And real quick before I get out of here, man, what up, G Cox, fellow Cowboy? Yeah, only a few of y'all Cincinnati Reds left. That's right, you are a Red fan. The 1990 Cincinnati Reds was also good. The Nasty Boys was awesome. Norm Charlton and Rob Dibble. Yes, they were. Can't forget Eric Young, too. He was pretty decent. Pretty. We'll talk soon, man. Hey. I appreciate you tonight, my brother.
What are you doing tonight?
My Yankees, too. That's how we do it. How we could do it tonight, I don't know. Walk off, bunt, walk off, ejection, however.
10,
there you go. But everybody who chimed in today, man, in the first hour and in the second hour, all right, all my talking heads, whether it's politics or sports, you all did a great job. My Texas, you all did an awesome job. And we will see you again tomorrow from my super producer. This is your boy, Naughty. For Pearly, we up out of here. We'll see you tomorrow. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it.
Craving tasty KFC chicken and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has three tasty options that are both big on taste and value, with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, packed with three pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today, only at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S.J., 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 J.S. Johnson Insurance.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan, from the friends you can trust. It's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Let Dunkin' put the good back into morning with our delicious breakfast sandwiches. Enjoy a fluffy egg topped with American cheese and bacon, ham, or savory sausage on your choice of a flaky croissant, a warm bagel, or a toasted English muffin. Choose your favorite and have breakfast just the way you like it. Make it a combo with golden hash browns and a freshly brewed coffee, and get rising and shining with Dunkin' breakfast sandwiches today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.